back. You're with Glenn Coble, and we're on the air. And we've been talking about the differences between the liberal brain and the conservative brain. And trying not to judge. Obviously, you know which side my brain is on. And I'm trying to be fair. And my guess is there are people that think I'm not being fair, and there are other people that think I'm not being critical enough. But I'm just going to read through these. These are comparisons between the liberal and the conservative brain, as set forth by psychiatrists and groups of learned people, which I don't claim to be. But they are the comparison here. The next one that I'm going to give you. The last one was more. What would I say? It was a comparison chart more of political views, whereas this comparison is more along the line of the moral views between the liberals and conservatives. I think there are many liberals that are very moral and very many conservatives that are very moral. And you can judge them for yourselves. Judge yourself for yourself. Trying to judge other people, I find, is exercise of a fool. Because you really don't know where most people come from. Now, you know, much of Marion was talking about this court case yesterday where Judge Warner and his wife were sentenced to 2 years in prison for leaving the scene of an accident and with an injured person. You can judge all you want, but you weren't there and you don't know what they were thinking. So I try not to do that. I'm not going to say that they did the right thing, nor am I going to say that they did. Well, I guess we can say they did the wrong thing by leaving an injured person there, and I guess that's why the judge decided they deserved some jail time. However, it will be relitigated as they are going to. What is it called? They're going to ask them to look at it again. So we'll probably hear a lot more about that particular case. And you know, whether you enjoy listening to the information that you get out of those trials or not. You're going to get it whether you like it or not, right? Well, if you live in Marion, you're going to hear about it. I'm absolutely certain of that. All right. Well, now these are kind of, like I said, moral differences between the liberal and the conservative brain as set forth by a group of learned psychiatrists. I will just read what they say, and you can decide what you believe. Now, the first case is stability. In the first group, I read the conservative views first, and in this one, I'll read the liberal views first, trying to give equal time, I guess. But in stability, liberals are not comfortable with the normal. They're always seeking diversity and will always question the way things are run. Now, if you ask my wife about that, I will guarantee you she will say I am 100% that way. There are a lot of us who like to think of ourselves as the devil's advocates, right? And I guess that's kind of the way I feel. Conservatives want to maintain the status quo. They like where we've gotten to, and they want to maintain that. No need to change what ain't broke, right? That's kind of the conservative side of that. They tend to support the authorities, and they're more concerned about order. This one study that I read a long time ago referred to conservative people as the people of black and white. You either are or you aren't. And they tend to be more concerned about the order. They like order. Now, I love order. I'm one of those people that when I go into the bathroom to get ready to come to work, I do it exactly the same way every time. I'm not talking about going to the bathroom. I'm talking about I brush my teeth first. I use my deodorant second or whatever. You know, I have an order that I do it the exact same way every time. Doesn't make me a conservative. It just makes me a liberal that likes to do things in an order. My wife would say it makes me, what is that term for people that always have to follow the same rules? Well, I'm kind of that way. I will remind you, by the way, I was a Republican and a relatively conservative Republican up until Nixon. I'm not saying that Nixon was a bad guy. That was the time I was going into the Army. I was getting married. My life was changing, and so were my attitudes. Anyway, all right. Now, so that's kind of the stability side. Liberals are more comfortable with diversity, and they like things to change. Conservatives like to maintain the status quo. All right, morality, strictly morality. Liberals are concerned whether things are right or wrong and will always stand with the truth. Now, I will guarantee you that there are some liberals that don't always tell the truth. So let me throw that in there, right? But that is kind of the direction, especially currently, especially after the previous president that we had, who was noted for having a weak relationship with the truth. Liberals tend to... be concerned with right or wrong, and again, who determines what's right or wrong? And they will always stand with the truth. Now, as we all know, truth can be adjusted, right? The truth as we see it. Now, I'm not talking about Kellyanne Conway when she said there are alternate facts. I don't believe in such a thing. It's either a fact or it's not a fact. Now, there are probably some physicists or astrophysicists who will tell you that facts aren't necessarily facts. There are lots of, you know, real smart people that know how to argue that point. But I think the majority of us believe that facts are facts and the truth is truth. And in most cases, it can be proven one way or the other. However, you can throw enough mud into the water to make it really uncomfortable and hard to figure out what the truth is. And I'm afraid that's what we especially have done in the last 4 years. And I think one of the reasons why President Biden is getting such a strong support is that he's willing to take it on the chin if something bad goes on, and he's willing to tell us what's right and what's wrong, at least as far as he sees it, right? And that's what it all is about. As far as you see it, you can't, if you don't believe that the earth is round, it's really hard. There are societies throughout the world that still think or still claim that the earth is flat, right? Pretty hard to imagine, but there are. And as a matter of fact, last week I read to you their credo, and kind of strange that people would say that they are against globularity. That means the Earth is round. Globularity, hard to say. All right, okay, so the liberals are concerned with whether things are right or wrong and are willing to stand, always willing to stand with the truth. Now, conservatives will care less whether things are right or wrong as long as the decisions were made by the authorities they find the authorities that they find with it. In other words, more if the government says it's so, then it is so. I guess that's kind of what they're saying. I know a lot of conservatives that would absolutely disagree with that. But they tend to think that things are not necessarily right or wrong as long as there were decisions made by the authorities. And they're fine with that then. Again, I'm certain I know a lot of conservatives that would say that's bunk. But wait a minute. I am not one of the psychiatrists that, or psychologists that put this comparison together. So give me a break. All right. By the way, you are listening to On the Air with Glenn Coble, and it's now 11:26 and a half, and we will be doing this up until noon, and then at 12:15 we'll have a swap shop. So if you have anything you're wanting to swap, remember our phone number, 740-383-9944. Yeah. Okay, so you can give us a call and maybe sell something you've been holding in your garage for 4 years, right? 20 years. I have stuff in my garage that's still in boxes that we moved from Athens, and they were in boxes the whole time we were in Athens. So there's stuff inside there that could be, how many, 30 years old. Or more. All right. Anyway, you'll get your opportunity to sell that junk. All right. We're talking about the difference between liberals and conservatives as far as morality goes. And this is one of the fields that these psychologists studied. The openness to experience. They believe that liberals are open to diversity, new ideas, and love a society that is open to change. The people that are considered liberal kind of relish change. And sometimes it's change for change's sake, which as a person that thinks of himself as a liberal, I am not a real proponent of change for change's sake. But I know there are many liberals that, well, let's change it because it's been that way forever and I don't like it that way. So we'll change for change's sake. I think that we always have to have a plan for change. And I think that's a truism on both liberal and conservative sides. I think most of us want to have a plan. If we're going to change the world, we need a plan to know where we're going, right? No fun to walk out into the night air with no moon and no direction and no streetlights, right? But liberals are open to the diversity and they're open to new ideas and they do love society that is open to change. Conservatives, however, love familiar. They like things that are familiar. I never can say that word. They like things that are familiar, and they want society that is traditional and safe. Thus, that goes back to kind of that theory that conservative minds are more fight or flight type thought. You know, if they don't like it, they're going to get the heck out of there because they want things to be traditional and safe. They don't want things to be moving on them. They like to know if they're going to shoot at a target, the target's not going to jump up and move away. They want to be able to hold it. They like things to stay the same, right? I think a lot of us are that way. I think there are traits of all of both sides of this in most of us. I think, and there's nothing wrong with being a little of both, right? They call that, being a centrist anymore. Now, centrist, sometimes the term centrist has gotten to mean somebody that really doesn't have a position. They'll just do everything, whatever works for them. But I think of a centrist as a person that is willing to look at both sides. And anyway, that's where it seems that that's kind of a point between conservatives and liberals that never seem to match up. You know, the liberals want to see change, and the conservatives don't like change. All right, let's talk about self-control. Hang on, I've got something's blinking on my board that I had to change. Okay, self-control. Liberals are very ambitious and would like to do several things at the same time, so their self-control level is always on the lower side. My wife will tell you absolutely that I have little self-control. And maybe that's why I weigh about 50 pounds more than I should, right? Very little self-control, but I'm not saying that liberals are all fat people. I'm just saying that I am. Liberals are very ambitious. I know a lot of people that consider themselves highly liberal, and they are very ambitious. I think that's why you find more liberal thought on college campuses than conservative. Now, there are a lot of college campuses that are very conservative. I'm thinking of Liberty Bible College is very conservative. There are many colleges that come from the liberal or the conservative bent. But in general, I would say if you're going to a college town, Columbus, Athens, Auburn, Gaines, whatever. If you go to a college town, you'll find a lot more liberal attitude than if you go to a farm town. There's nothing wrong with either side of that. There's good things about both. The liberals tend to be very ambitious, and therefore they're going to be wanting to get more education to further their own position, wouldn't you say? At the same time, it says their self-control level is always on the lower side. If you're going to jump off the pier without looking to see what's below you, you might make some mistakes. but that's kind of the way liberals are. They're willing to jump off that pier without looking. Studies show that the conservative people are always good at focusing their attention on cognitive tasks. In other words, if you have to do a math problem and you're conservative, you will probably be more precise and more direct than those of us who are liberal. The conservative people are always good at focusing. That's a big, big, important thing for our society, to have people that are like that. So those of you who are liberal, stop criticizing those of us or those who are conservative, because we need both sides. We need the good of both sides, right? All right. Obedience to authority. Liberals always want to operate outside the socially imposed restrictions. Now, I would say that's not always true. I as a liberal, when I first became a liberal, I was one of those people that went to the riot in Chicago. It really wasn't a riot. Well, it became a riot. But at the 68-69 Democratic convention. I didn't like those socially imposed restrictions that we were placing on all at that time all young men having to be drafted and get a number. I remember that it was very important, and many of us resisted that socially imposed. Imposed restrictions, whereas conservatives at the same time, conservatives tended to obey the civil and secular laws and respect senior members of their family and from their childhood. In other words, there was more honor thy father and thy mother amongst the conservative side than the liberal side. And like I said, there are good things on both sides. And honor your father and your mother, I find, is a very positive thing that conservative people tend to do more of than the liberal side. And once again, these are not hard and fast rules. These are just what these psychologists have noted in general. In general, not hard and fast rules. All right, social welfare. Liberals support long-term welfare to provide for the needs of the poor in society, whereas the conservatives are opposed to the long-term welfare. They prefer encouraging people to be more independent and stop relying on the government. That is a constant fight between the two, with the conservatives saying, oh, it's just a welfare mother. She's just trying to make money without doing anything. And the liberals saying, we need safety nets to catch those people who bad times have come to. There's a little truth in both sides of that. I, as you know, being liberal, I believe that we need a lot more safety net and a lot less criticizing of people who are caught in bad times. And I think this COVID thing has caught an awful lot of people going, well, maybe I shouldn't have been so hard on that person because I'm in that situation now. I don't have a job. I'm about ready to be thrown out of my house. There are a lot of people that are starting to second guess themselves. So anyway, those are the moral comparisons that this organization, this group of psychiatrists and psychologists have found between the conservatives and the liberals. Excuse me, I had to jump away and do a little cough there. I have other stuff on traits of libertarians, which is kind of interesting, but I find it a little boring to talk about libertarians. Libertarians, they really, you know, it starts the same. The word liberal.